Okay, the Gemara in the top of Dalet Amud Beis has two tzrichuses for the two psukim. The two directions has this of the two psukim. The first we discussed yesterday that halah I would have thought is asa filo mashrei ksus. So it says hanav dumya de levisha de isbei hanav. So yesterday we discussed the issue of Meichrei Ksus, Meichrei Kedarkan, how the Meichrei Ksus are allowed to sell Kedarkan, the fact that it's stira with the Lavriach HaSameches, which is Aser. So we had the Iker two shitas, which are brought in Halacha, the shita of the Rosh, and others. The Rosh Hashita is that lahalacha of everything, both are mutter, both davishen and miskavin is mutter. If you're wearing clothing for a different reason, you're davishen and miskavin. The Rosh said it's mutter both lahavriach hasemeches and meichrei ksus. You're always allowed to wear these begadim for other reasons, as long as it's davishen and miskavin. The Rambam, on the other hand, said that Lavriach HaSemeches is Aser and Meichrei Ksus is Mutter. So we had the Hesber that the Beis HaLevi said, which is actually the Kesef Mishnah explained by the Beis HaLevi, and that is that if it's Levisha, it's always Aser. Levisha is Aser. Doesn't matter if you ain't a Mechav. If it's Halah, Halah depends if you're a Mechav or you're not a Mechav. That was the Iker two shitas that we had yesterday, the one I mentioned first, the one I mentioned last.
It paskins
Doshan Skavas Mutter. What is Peshabbos? Everyone paskins Doshan Skavas Mutter. Right, Peshabbos, everyone. Meloshan Tzichlukov is Machloik, is even there the Rosh is made. Now, first of all, I just left hanging. I wanted to come back to the Machloik, is the issue of whether you're allowed to try on Big Day Shatnez temporarily. Somebody in the store, he wants to try on a beged. Is that mutter or it's us? So let's see, before we look at what the place can say, let's just think it through. According to the Mechaber, the Rambam, it's us. It's Levisha. Levisha, there's no heter of Davish Eina Miskav. First Vaday. First Vaday, we'll go to Safi. If it's Vaday Shatnez, so according to the Mechaber Shita, it should zecher be aser, because the Rambam Shita is Levisha is always aser. Halah, that is a chilek if it's Mechaber or ain't Mechaber. It's like the Mechaber, it should zecher be aser. According to the Ramah said there's always a heter of Davish Eina Miskavin. So if we're going to assume that trying it on is not Mechaber, you're not Mechaber for the warmth, or even to look a certain way, you just try it on to see how it looks. So then it would be a heter. So l'chayr would depend. According to the Mechaber, it would be aser. According to the Ramah, it would be mutter. Now the problem is that the Chachmas Adam in Klal Kuvav is chaf aser's trying on clothing. And need some sort of a hesber why the Chachmas Adam, who passes like the Ramah, why he would aser. Reb Chaim Knievsky in the Derech Amunah, he writes things very bekitzer, but it's Moli Vagadosh. He brings in the footnote that the Chachmas Adam elsewhere holds the Ikers like the Rambam, not like the Ramah. So lefizeh, it's moving that's the way he passed it. But in other words, we were asking that the Chachmas Adam should pass like the Ramah. He's an Ashkenazi, he should pass like the Ramah. So he says that the reason the Chachmas Adam answered is because in this halacha he holds like the Rambam. He wrote in his Binas Adam that he holds Be'ikr like the Rambam. And that's why he was Machmir. That's what he writes here. Meshekasim Chachmas Adam did Chach Dezel Kuli Alma Aser. The gam shar pais kemayde kimi shemaskavin the levisha the leikol shach the kosev alol rambam the leirad divrei shalti gibayim etc. That's a b'shatnas. The psak, Reb Chaim Kanievsky's psak, before I get to anything else, his psak is he's going on the Lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam says Meichrik Sus could carry it Ox Seifon. He's saying in the Rambam, he's saying Ava Levisha Mamish Ematirin, Afagam to Mechavin Rak Laharis Lahakoinim Yidasai. Says according to the Rambam, trying it on is also, which is really what we said. And then he brings V'yesh Paiske Matirin, Afilu Lubaish Mamish Emeinu Miskavin, Uvavad Shaloyei Psik Reisha Kagan Shalavish Oid Mabushim Harbe. And that's not going to work too much. Says you can try on the suit if you try on top of a previous suit. So I don't think anybody wants to try on a suit on top of another suit. What? No, he means in a way that's not a psik reisha, you're going to have anah. Then he says, v'yesh matir v'nafil psik reisha, u'kenal, u'shita zu mutal adam l'ubash bega klayim k'shereitza l'knaisai. According to this sheet, you're allowed to try it on when you want to buy it. V'tzorch l'baitka yimul midasai, l'chassis ha'gufai, kim yishem v'skabal anas l'vishim. So he says, according to the Shita, which presumably is the Ramah Shita, that it's mutter. Ava l'dei rishayna aser, but like the Rambam it's aser, v'hagra hiskim l'dei rishayna. He says, the Gra, paskin, also like the Rambam, the Chof Masadim very often goes with the Gra Shita, Chof Masadim was a Vilna. So it comes out, it's takatoli in the Mechabit the Ramah, but it's not so pashit, because even though we usually go with the Ramah, we have either Gra and the Chof Masadim will go with the Mechmirin. So the Maisa wearing a shot in his beged, trying it on, is not at all a dava pashit. It should be aser. He is a limud zchus, damekilim, but you shouldn't wear it. Our shayla, when we go to the store, is not a shot in his beged. Our shayla is a suffix shot in his beged. We're not really wearing shot in his. We don't know what shot in his. We're wearing suffix shot in his. The question is if there's any more makel, room to be makel by suffix shot in his. So Rav Avadya Yosef and the Abi Aimer has a tshuva about this. It's a chelik vav, tshuva chav zayin. Kedarka, a long tshuva, he explains the Chach Masadon, he explains the Gemara, everything. Everything you ever wanted to know about, more than you ever wanted to know about Meichrik Sus, Meichrik Kedarka. But he says a very geshmaka svara to be matir trying on Safik Shabbos. Now listen to the svara. He says, what's the isser in trying it on? It's a davar sheinu mechavin. You're talking not mechavin. You're not mechavin to get warm from it or to show off the wearing of it. Just that it's a psik reisha. The reason we asered is because it's a psik reisha. It's not going to happen. We discussed what's the din of a suffix psik reisha. A suffix psik reisha, we have once discussed the machlekes the Tazan Rabbi Kiveger. What was the case of Suffolk Psychratia? The Suffolk Psychratia is when something won't definitely happen, which means it's not really a Psychratia. Psychratia means it's sure going to happen. It's a Suffolk Psychratia, but the Suffolk is something that is already a fact. If you drag a bench, it's not a Psychratia, you'll make a Charitz, the Suffolk is in the future. If you're dragging a bench, you don't know what'll happen. That's for sure not a Psychratia if the Suffolk is in the future. What happens if the suffix is in the past? The case he talked about with the Taz and Rabbi Kiveger, Taz talked about closing a drawer and there might be a creature in the drawer. You're not thinking about catching any bugs, you're just thinking about closing the drawer. The Taz called that a suffix secretia. Taz said it's mutter. Rabbi Kiveger, his case was it's in Peites, in Zion, Pei Zion, Yeridea, where they had a communal oven. And everybody brought his food to the oven. There was an oven in the middle of town, in the bakery usually. And everyone paid a dollar or two and put their thing in to cook. So the question was, when you put your food in to cook, are you allowed to throw in wood to help the cooking? What's a shayla? A goy might have a pot of basar b'chalav in the oven at the same time. That's not going to make your food tray if it's a closed pot. But if you're putting in the wood, you're cooking basar b'chalav. You're cooking his food. Now you're not mechavin, you're not thinking to cook his food, but it's psikreisha. If the basar b'chalav is there, it's for sure going to happen. So we call that suffik psikreisha. Why suffik? If there's basar b'chalav there, then it's a psikreisha. If there's no basar b'chalav, there's no psikreisha. If you walk down a block and you don't know if the guy left his light sensor on or not, the Shabbos, you're walking down the block. That's suffik psikreisha. You're not mechavin to turn on a light. If the sensor is certainly on, you shouldn't walk there. It's psikreisha. If it's a suffik psikreisha, so that's already a machlokes, the Taz and Rabbi Akiva Eiger. So machlokes hapaiskim. If that's mutar awesome. So Rabbi Avad Yosef Tain is that when you're trying on a suit that you don't know if it's Shabbos, so you're not mechavin. Reina mechavin. And Eina mechavin is also it's a psikreisha. It's a suffik psikreisha. How do you paskin by suffix of creation? It's hard to say. But once he has a shita to rely on, the suffix of creation is mutter, he adds already other shitas. He adds yesterday's aruch. Yesterday I told you the aruch holds, the that you don't care about. Segresha, the laydicha layla, yichbislay is mutter. So he adds that shita. He adds the ran from yesterday. The ran said, by Surah Hanah, there's no din of Darvashen and Misgavin. The other sheetas that we had to explain this sugya. So he makes a tziruf of the three. Suffik psikreisha. You have a tziruf of the aruch and the ran that we spoke of yesterday. So therefore he says a person could be veikul. So there's a makom to be veikul by suffik shatnas, and that I think is the bottom line. The Velt says, Pashkenazim it's mutter, for Sfaradim it's asur. Because it's a mechaber ramah. But according to this cheshbin, as it comes from Rav Adi Yosef, so I guess even for Sfaradim it's mutter, because this cheshbin by suffik shatnez is a cheshbin to be mekel according to everybody. What? I mean, according to this hesber, according to the hesber we have, by Levisha Gemura.
Right,
the quiet problem is the Rambam. The Rambam says that Dov Shem is Gavin is also anyway, so he's still going to be also like the Rambam. They're yeah, being Mekuk, so the other Shitas.
But this is
such a
thing, if there is Shadas, maybe they're all like the Rambam, the
Mitzvah. Mevloch is not like the Rambam.
But
you're talking saying this whole cheshbon doesn't stick with the Rambam. The Rambam, the way we explain the Rambam, that Levisha is us no matter what, you're right, the whole cheshbon doesn't stick with it. Okay, it's just going. So there's still a Tam Lahachman. Okay, this is the sort of the PS from yesterday, the idea of trying it on. Let's see the next piece. The Gemara goes back in both directions, the Tzrichasa. Let's see it again inside about the eighth line, ninth line. Tzrichi yikas rachmano layala alecha havimina kodera chalo as rachman afilo bach miksus. Because when I still beshad, there's duni the levisha, this behano. Because rachmano lay silba, shavimina dafka levisha, the dafisha the yasai. Avala lo alai. So here the Gemara says that if the Torah says the word levisha, it does not include halo. It's a perishing Gemara. If the Torah only writes a lashid levisha, wearing does not include halah. It doesn't include on top of you. That's why you need it. It's not extra. So this is the Gemara's kasha. It's not extra. What do we see from this Gemara? That Levisha does not include halah. Levisha, halah, two different things. First of all, what's a taich halah? What's the difference between halah and Levisha? What makes something Levisha makes something halah? If I wear my jacket over my shoulders, I pull out the hands of the sleeves and I wear it over my shoulders. That's halah, that's levisha. Huh? Someone wears a talus. That's halah, levisha. Well, what makes one thing halah and one thing levisha? The pants is levisha, we all agree. What? What's halacha? What's levisha? I mean, what defines levisha? What defines halacha? It's a bit of a tricky question. It can't be that you have to have sleeves, because I assume that we wear a talis, that's levisha. So I don't know. Would it be good to say halacha means it's on one side of your body, and levisha means it surrounds your body? That's right, your whole body. It surrounds your legs. It surrounds your stomach. It surrounds your arms. That good. Scarf is halal levisha. It's a scarf. Halal means not a normal way of wearing it.
That's what you want to tell it.
Not really interested in wearing. No. I don't think so. I don't think the kavana is what makes it halal. Makes it, because we say halal dum yid levisha halal. We're doing it for the reasons of levisha. It's still awesome. Halal dum yid levisha is still awesome. He doesn't say because b'nei brak is had. He says it's normal to wear it that way, so you're allowed to wear it.
I think that's sort of together. That's levisha.
What does halal mean? What does it mean, halal, on you? A bag that's meant for levisha, but you're wearing it a different way. So you understand that halal means a shinoi in the way you wear it? I think so. Halal is a shinoi in the way you wear it. But how would you attach to Gemara? Gemara said, halal dumya de levisha, dispe hana. Let's say Loshna Gemara. How many called that? Halas or manat? The way success or halal, like the Bishamis. Dumi delavisha. Halah dumi delavisha. This be hanoah. So halah has to be with hanoah. So you think halah means a shinoi? What? You're saying the same thing, that it's not in the way it's worn, it's in how normal it is. It's different. You know, you have to show it. I'm not sure. Let me tell you why I'm a suppik, why it might be important. The Gemara says by Shatnez the tupsuk, Levisha Halo. So halal is also wasser tonight. That's the elevation. By tzitzis, where there's only a pasuk of levisha, there's no riboy of halal. The Mishnah Berurah in Simin Yud Ches Sif Beis brings a machlokes. If a cover needs tzitzis, the Mechaber actually says a cover doesn't need tzitzis. Yeah, wearing a blanket, four-cornered blanket. Shulchan Aruch says it does not need tzitzis. Why shouldn't it need tzitzis? What's the first thing that comes to mind? Sislaila. So what? I'm talking about blanket on tafta. There's a separate sugya of tafta. There is such a sugya, but there it says faker. That mechaber is talking dafka on top of him. The mechaber just says blanket, but the Ramah brings the Lashon Beis Yosef is on top of him, and that's it. So if you have a blanket on top of you, potter, pashit, because of ksus laila. Is that true, according to everybody? Ksus laila? Or is the machlokes the Rambam and the Rosh? The Rosh said if it's a night baget, it's potter even by day. It's like the Ramah, it's good. The ikka purpose of a cover is for nights. But the Rambam shita was Sus Laila was a din of this man. So that's not a good heter for a cover unless you wake up before Alay Sashachar. Most people sleep past Alay Sashachar, at least occasionally. And Lemaise is not a good heter. So the Mishnah Berurah brings from a Mardechai that halah by tzitzis is not chayim in tzitzis. And he brings that Taisus and Menachas, Me'malef argues. It brings a machloikis of halah is mutter aser. From our Gemara, pashtus should come out that halah is mutter. Because our Gemara says for shatnez you need an extra pasuk layal alecha. Just need an extra pasuk layal alecha. Aha. So Halal is aser, but so halal is aser. Vice dies by tzitzis, which has the same rules. Halal should be mutter. Where by tzitzis does it say levisha? It doesn't say the word levisha. It says beged, big deichen. Can't say big deichen. Beged is levisha, I guess. Now this is a simin yud ches in Shulchan Aruch. In simin yud, the Shulchan Aruch says another chiddush, that if you have a beged that has all four corners in front of you, meaning if somebody would have a jacket which would have corners on the two bottom corners, not rounded, and corners here on the top, he has four corners in front of him, two on top, two on bottom, however you imagine it. So it says that you're potter. Why? Because tzitzis are only chayiv shtayim lefanav, shtayim la'achrav. The only chayiv in tzitzis if you have two corners in front of you, two corners in back of you. It's not clear what the makor in shas for such an idea is, the two in front, two in back. From where does that come? Where does it come? You need all two in front, two in back. And therefore, meaning covers you on both sides. Maybe shetchasaba means it covers you on both sides. See, it's funny because if we take a blanket and we wrap it around us, it would not be, it would be a shetchasaba, and it would be four in front of you. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what the answer is. I just wonder if halah is when you have the whole beged. It's funny, they don't have the whole beged in front of you. You have part of the beged in front, part in back. Is levisha. The whole beged on one side is halah. It's not so satisfying because when it's wrapped around you and it comes in front, it should be levisha. I don't know how satisfying that is. But if that's a tight levisha, two in front, two in back, then maybe it's understandable. So maybe there are chefshir. Anyway, these are two peturim in tzitzis. Even this petur, Mishnah Berurah brings chayokim. But there's a big nafkamina, those who wear a talis. Some people wear a talus, they keep all four corners in front of them all the time. They don't want the back two to dangle down, so they put stick it into their gartel in front. So it's like a din. Because if you have four corners in front of you, you're not really chayavin tzitzis. If you want to stick it into a gartel, if you're sticking a gartel in back of you, or at least on the side of you, you should be shtayim lefanav, shtayim la'achrav. If you're wearing all arba lefanav, the whole, you can wear it sometimes in front of you, sometimes in back of you, but the whole time in front of you is
the
chayavin tzitzis.
The fair tradition is not the front issue, but it's only on having kids safer. It's also on the back.
I don't know which Mishnah Berurah you mean. Mishnah Berurah, then the Simin Yud explains the Machaber
that the issue is that they were surrounded on front only with Agavik Seifa. That's the issue.
Not the Mishnah I'm talking about. Simin Yud Hilchot Tzitzis. The Simin Yud Hilchot Tzitzis, he says that the Beis Yosef Shita is that Shtayim Lefanav, you need Shtayim Lefanav, Shtayim La'achrav, and not the whole, you're looking there, and you have the Simin Yud. He says that, okay. I'm sorry, it's okay. But that's what he says. He says, in the Kavanah Samachaber, it means Chayokim. But if it's all four in front of you, that it's, that it's a petur. When you sit down, you really have to, otherwise it goes to the floor. It's not supposed to go on the floor. So it's true, when people sit down, they put it in front of them. I would think that's good enough. We say, Shema, you hold all four in front of you. I would think that as long as some of the time it's one way. If every time you stand it's one way, that's Shema Fon Shalach. It has to be the style of the beggar. I think that's good enough. Okay, so that's a separate, that's also true. It's also true if they wrap it all in front of them. I'm not saying it doesn't say what you're saying, just as it says what I said also. Okay. A scarf is a big shayla, I don't understand exactly. The scarf is also a simin yud. Why a scarf? If the scarf is less than an amma big, it's part of the tzitzis. If you have a really big scarf and you wrap it in front of you, I'm not sure why it should be pater. The Gri Halacha uses some lashon of derech halah. I didn't understand the language. Oh, so it's shtayim lefanav, shtayim la'achrav. So again, if you have a scarf and all four corners are in front of you, that's vayta ahead.
Towel.
Towel. If you wrap yourself in a towel. I mean, no one makes woolen towels, I think. Just the water room is a towel. But today, it's made out of synthetics. But if you would have a towel, What? Katan. So what's the deal with a towel? I guess you have to come out to the same head. It's not Levisha, it's Halah. It's not Levisha, you don't wear a towel. It could be a cold, you wrap yourself in it, but... See, it's actually a Gemara. The Gemara says a curtain shouldn't be shatnez, because sometimes when people are cold, they wrap themselves in curtains. This is before we had central heating in the house. People say wrap themselves in the curtains, says it shouldn't be shatnez. But it doesn't say it has to have tzitzis on the curtains. You know, even though people wrap themselves, they assume that's halal. That's not the issue.
People wrap themselves in the things you put on the couch. They have to go to the couch to wrap themselves in the
it's a shatnez issue. Tzitzis not. If you hold halal as part of a tzitzis, which is the minig, that we don't put tzitzis on our blankets, which is the way the Mechaber Paskins, so then you're okay. Because I was saying now that halal is a part of a pater from tzitzis. There could be a sheet that disagrees, but Allah Maisa seems to be halal as pater. What's halal? I'm not sure what halal is, but a blanket I assume is halal. Even if you wrap yourself in it, it's not levisha. Nobody calls it levisha. It's halal. It's something you put on the body. What? Atifa. I think so. The way you wear a talus is. So it comes back to what you were saying before. It depends what's normal, what's not normal. See, no one wears a towel. You wear a towel for 2 minutes, but you don't keep a towel on you. You wrap yourself in it. People walk back from the pool to the bunk. They wear it. They wear it all day. Our towels are synthetics. That's not such a big problem. Synthetic is Ramesh is a trivial. Synthetic is putter. Synthetic. It's only you only chayiv on things that are natural fibers. And it's synthetics. Okay, so we dealt with trying on begadim, halah by tzitzis, and one last thing is hatzah. Hatzah means under you. Hatzah by tzitzis is echa pata, halah is pata, tzitzis, and then hatzah is. What about hatzah by shanas? So yesterday, someone asked about sitting on a cushion that's shanas, and I mentioned that it's not a double pashit. Well, what is the shaklavataria? From our Gemara, it should be pashit, hatzah is mutter. You need a riboy for halah on top of you. So under you, what's a shaylov? Should be pashit, that halah is mutter. So the Gemara regarding this is actually Masechtas Beya. That few dalin on the Beis. Has it come into Beya? It talks in Beya about sending clothing to somebody carrying it on Yom Tov. If you could use it, so, and somehow it gets into Shabbat. The Gulashan of the Gemara is, now listen to this, and you should be shver to you based on our Gemara. It says the reason you're not allowed to sit on a cushion of Shabbat is Shema Yachrech Nima al Basara. You're sitting on a cushion. That's him sitting on the cushion, the Gemara seems to say, is no problem. But maybe a string will go on top of your leg, and then it's Aser. That's the Gemara says, Shema Yachrech Nima. Rashi says, a thick Nima. I guess the string gets very thin, what's it going to do? So Shema Yachrech Nima, maybe a thick Nima, it doesn't necessarily mean it's one thread, it needs a flap of cloth, it's going to go on top of your leg. You'll be either. What's fair? Maybe it's halah. It's going to go on top of you. It'll be halah. Still shver. What does our Gemara say about halah? What? Halah is Zayna Mechavin. Shami Yechin is Zayna Mechavin. It's not a Anos Levisha. What kind of Anos Levisha is it? Levisha could be as always sasa, but halah, a string and a thread will go on top of you. It's a double pella. What's pshat in the Gemara there? So when I learned this years ago, someone suggested, and at the time I wrote it down in my notes, one of my rebbeim suggested that it's a gezeira. Not gezeira shem yachrech nima. It's a gezeira shema. You'll be mechavin. It'll be yachrech nima, and you'll be mechavin for the warmth. It's all part of the gezeira. But now I realize it can't be. If you're going to make a gezeira that halah, you might be mechavin to hanos halah. So now how you let Meichrik Sus, Meichrim Kedarkon, of actually is Gavna. Meichrim could sell, tonight they're of Kavana. If you're going to make a Gzeira, they might have Kavana. So why are you making Gzeiras on little threads that are going to go on your leg? Make Gzeiras on people carrying suits.
I better know.
It's very schwer.
What? You're just sitting on the couch.
It's more likely that you're going to have a Noah sitting on the couch or something that flaps up on your leg, which even a Suffolk will go on your leg, more than if you're...
I don't know, maybe.
In Kabbalah and the Kabbalah, but it's not a satisfying, I don't think it's a satisfying answer. So again, I looked here at Barachan Kanievsky. So he says it in a few words. The truth is, when you look, it's in the words of Rashi. He says that the problem is a filonima ba'alma. Even if a string will go on you, kivin the ikar habeged mahaneyu mechamema melamata. He says it like this: you're sitting on something and it's cold. So the fact that the beged under you warms you from underneath, you're having hanar. Just that what? Kozman, it warms you from underneath. It's mutter. It's only asa levisha v'halah. So Kozman, it's only warming you from underneath. It's mutter. Havidei al yidei hanima levisha disbehanah. Vayvim in atayra. So the pshat is like this. It's a cold day. You're sitting on a cloth. So it warms you from underneath. You're happy. That's mutter. You're allowed to get warm from underneath. If it's going to wrap around you, now it's going to be a levisha. Which is, or even call it a halah, which is mechamamai, and therefore it's going to be aser. So the iser is because something is going to come on top of you, which is going to warm you in such a way. So that's the
heter.
Even though, well, the halah, it gives you a mashu of ana, I guess, it's still on top of you. I don't know how much hanah you get from it. What? That hanah is ain't a mechavin. But once you have a beged all around you, even if you only mechavin from one side, it's already enough of a reason. That's what he's teaching. The funniest thing, it says the afila eser matzois. Even if you have 10 layers under you, it's all aser. Shem yachrich nima on the bottom. Doesn't. How does that mean? It says even if you have 10 layers of mattresses under you, the bottom mattress can't be shot. So what Shem Yachrich Nima? It's very, very strange. So the Ran there says the following. Says it's really two isur. The isur of Shem Yachrich Nima is only on the thing that touches you. The layer that touches you, there's Xer Shem Yachrich Nima. The layers underneath, it's a separate gezerah. Shema Yale Alecha. Might take it from underneath and put it on top of you. Seems like a vita gezeira. Shema yala alecha. Let's talk to Ran. Only if it's a beged that it's shayach halah. If it's the 10 mattresses under you, if it's a beged that's shayach halah, it's mutter. If it's a mattress, he says there's no problem. If it's a mattress, it's not touching you. You have a sheet. The sheet is not shayach. The mattress under the sheet, he says there's no issue because the mattress under the sheet is not shayach halav. So mainly, even though the lashon of Shulchan Aruch is afila esa matzais, we once had a fellow from the Shatnez Lab in Flatbush, who's very knowledgeable in the whole thing. He once came to shul and gave a shiur. So I asked him then if anybody ever came to test their mattresses. So he said, yeah, there are people who want to make sure the mattresses are not Shatnez. So I don't know how they test a mattress exactly. I don't know how they attach a label to it either. But according to this Ran, the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is afilu eser matzois, even if it's 10 layers. That's the lashon of the Rambam. Divrei Seifrim afilu eser matzois uagavzu hatachten klayim osalei shivala elyon shem hatachten nima al besara. That's a lashon. Can't answer you. Says Afa gav the mafse kama begadim, then yachal lechrech al basare. The gam adavim shidaka ba'in daka ba'alah. He says loy plug rabana. Mechim pas b'shulchan aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says that all of them are awesome. Aval haran kasa v'chein oid rishainim. The tam hu loy mishum shem yechrech nima. If it's not the one touching your body, it's dakos Hashem yachrech. Given the mafsik, there's a hefsik. A lot of times, the dvarim shadakam ha'lois na lof chashu Hashem yala alav va'as rafel mafsik tuva. Havdvarim she'i darach la'alas lof tugam atzais. So it's not the derech to put on top of you like a mattress. Ein osram kein ein mafsik dava shaz yesh chasha Hashem tachal lo'adim. Chin das ha'gro. It grows maple in this one. So that's what we're saying. Okay, so what do we again? You have three things. Levisha, Halah, Hatzah. Levisha, we're saying, is absolutely awesome. Halah, we're saying, I say Levisha is absolutely awesome. I mean, Levisha, like the Rambam, is absolutely awesome. Like the Rambam, you have a heter of Damashed and Miskan. Halah is only Yasser to be the Levisha. This Bei Hanah. Hatzah, Mitachtav. In a Torah is mutter. It's exer der Rabbanon, Shema Yachrach Nima. If it's Eser Matzois, if it's not touching you, you have a sheet, you worry about what's under it. So it seems the Ikra didn't, the Gerah Paskins, like the Ram, that if it's not a beged, if it's a mattress or a cushion, that there's no problem. And if it's touching you, that's when there's exer. So there's a Chilkit, and it's touching you, so it's not touching you. So something you have to chazayin, the three of these. Levisha, Halah Hatzah, Tzitzis is only Levisha, unless you hold Halah as Asur. Shan is Levisha Halah, and Xera by Hatzah. That's what the Gemara here is saying. The Gemara is saying Halah, and that's what comes out by Hatzah. Now, here in the Gemara, it's late already, you're going to learn a lot about Shatnas. It'll be kind of the ideas you'll have them. Most of this Amid, I want to run through most of the Amid now, talks about the Srichas of the Pasik. At the very bottom of the Yamid, it comes back to the halachas of Temer B'Pishtim B'Pishtim B'Temer. The bottom taisis is important taisis. So for Sunday, work your way down. We're going to have a third sugya of shatnis on Hayamid Beis. Shua Tevi Vinayis, what exactly makes something shatnis? So there'll be a whole wealth of ideas here to try to stay ahead. There are a bunch of taisis, and we'll talk briefly about some of them, but the issue is the first one.